Okay, welcome to September 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because of our great men and women in the military. If you are serving in the military, or if you've ever served, thank you for your service. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. Now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah! All right, and now moving on to today's headlines. Congress founded the U.S. Treasury, the Rock Springs Massacre, a Yale study shows the lowest global tree count, and Prabhupada's Palace of Gold opens up in West Virginia. All right, so now let's do this! 1789. Congress founds the U.S. Treasury. It actually started in 1775 when Congress printed $241.5 million of bills of credit that would double after the war. However, it was unsustainable and became worthless after the war, which led to America's first debt. Angry Americans would call this dollar not worth a continental. To handle this disaster, George Washington named one of his favorite attorneys and former military aide, Alexander Hamilton, to lead the reformed Treasury, and Congress assembled departments of a comptroller, auditor, treasurer, register, and assistant to the secretary. Hamilton was a stout Federalist, heavily in favor of a stronger national government. He worked with John Jay and James Madison to ratify the Constitution. As Secretary of the Treasury, he formed the Bank of the United States and suggested that government revenue be based upon custom duties. In 1800, the Treasury moved from Philadelphia to Washington, D.C. During the presidential election between John Adams and Aaron Burr, Hamilton supported Adams, which started a feud between Hamilton and Burr. Then, when Burr lost the election for governor of New York because of Hamilton, Burr challenged him to a duel and won. Hamilton died of his wounds the next day at age 49. An embarrassing American news, 1885. The Rock Springs Massacre. For decades, Chinese immigrants working on the railroad faced harassment, discrimination, and often violence from white settlers in Wyoming. The growing railroad labor movement supported an anti-Chinese platform. The Chinese were driven out of town and cities, and local law enforcement actually supported the mob. Federal troops were often called upon to restore order. On September 2, 1885, in Rock Springs, Wyoming, white miners attacked Chinese miners after the Chinese refused to join a strike for higher wages. There were 28 Chinese killed, 15 wounded, and hundreds that fled. Chinese officials investigated, and if you want to check out more, the San Francisco Chronicle reported it quite a bit during that time. So did the New York Times, for that matter. Historians will generally agree that racism was the real issue, though some will argue it was more about economics. Might have been a little bit of both. All right. 2015. Lowest global tree is recorded by Yale University students. According to a team of international scientists led by Yale U, there were about 3.04 trillion trees on planet Earth, which is the lowest number since Johnny Appleseed counted them in the 19th century. Seriously, though. Chris Mooney of the Washington Compost wrote in 2015 that the previous estimated number of trees on Earth was 40 billion. So, since the 3.04 trillion is a bigger number, then that means good news, right? Wrong! Because the article goes on to say that this is still a 46% drop of trees than there were before we evil humans started roaming the planet, but the article neglects to inform us how we know that. The current methodology uses satellite and boots on the ground, and from there estimates how many trees were losing based on human population. So, wanting more information, I looked at similar articles on nature.com and tenttree.com. Maybe somebody can help me with this, because I still couldn't figure out how these writers know exactly how many trees were on planet Earth before humans were born.
Nor do they mention how many trees are actually planted every year, other than we need to plant more. 3 years after the article in 2018, California had a huge, out-of-control fire problem. Something tells me that the people who lost their houses in those fires say, if anything, maybe the trees that we do have just need to be trimmed back. I don't know. Hare Krishna comes to West Virginia, Prabhupada's Palace of Gold opens up. From Calcutta, India, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder of the International Krishna Consciousness, built a simple shack of peace and tranquility. And then it became something much different when Swami Kirtananda, aka Keith Ham, converted it into a palace of 22 karat gold, endless flowers and beautiful fountains outside, 4,200 crystals in the main room, precious stone, 31 stained glass windows, mirrored ceilings, premium wood, and pricey marble on a hilltop in Moundsville. Unfortunately for the palace, Swami Keith would have a problem with child abuse and racketeering, so he was kicked out of the Krishna and spent prison time in North Carolina. He's not affiliated with a palace in any way, from what I hear, so forget I even brought him up, I guess. Swami Srili Prabhupada brought with him a little bit of the Bhagavad Gita in his majestic gold palace, which the New York Times once referred to as America's Taj Mahal. Every Saturday night during the summertime, they have fireworks on the hill. Check it out. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for September 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. For instance, what about that story on the Treasury? Politics don't get much more dangerous than the ones between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr, right?
What about that Krishna story? Might be more gold in that palace than there is in Fort Knox.
Have you ever been to the Great Smoky Mountain? So yeah, let me know what you think. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. Good luck on those. Be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about the League of Nations, the New York Sun, Frederick Douglass, and Dow Jones. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.